Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Just a few crazy things in the media this week. Not nothing too wild as usual. One, let's get on to the Super Bowl. Basically, I have this to say. Roger Goodell, leave Marshawn Lynch the fuck alone. All right, he's not bothering anybody. His job is to play football. His job is not to get the media's ass and play their childish mind games and have to ask dumbass questions. Because at the end of the day, the media isn't what it used to be. The media is a bunch of people who want attention and who want money quick and want to expose people and be scam artists, find scandals, find dirt, expose people. We know that most of the people in the media, they don't live their life 100%. It's just not 7,000 people stalking them, following them around, looking them up online all the time. Do you really think people go around in the media and you think athletes go online and be like, let me go look up public records, see what every media member has done in their past? Do you think that really happens? Hell no, it doesn't happen. You know, Marshawn Lynch has took his team to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row. The best running back in the National Football League. People in Seattle love him. People in Seattle know how much he does for the community. Leave that man the fuck alone. Okay, Roger Goodell, go take the stick up your ass and go sit in your office in New York City and leave people the hell alone. Because all I see is a harassment. You're not a commissioner. You're somebody who likes to harass. It's like I found out, you're talking about finding the guys at the Super Bowl who got into the scuffle. It's the damn Super Bowl. They're going to be emotional. They're going to get into a scuffle. Was anybody bleeding? Was anybody beat up? Was anybody ejected from the game? Who gives a damn? Let them fight. They're not. Nobody is going to be a stiff, prude mother effer like you, who just wants to sit around with a stick up his ass all damn day and try and tell people how they should act. Fuck you. Nobody has to act like you. The hell with you, man. Get that guy the hell out of the office. I don't even watch NFL half the time. You can ask my damn wife. I don't even watch this shit half the time. I watch college football. Because it's too much stupidity with that man. He want to find you over everything, talk about this. Another example, Victor Cruz a couple years ago, he made his opinion about George Zimmerman. He didn't say nothing about killing nobody, raping nobody, hurting nobody. He made his opinion that he didn't like that crap, and that's it. And then Roger Goodell tells him he needs to go and apologize. If I was Victor Cruz, I'd have told Roger Goodell, you can kiss my ass. You didn't make Riley Cooper apologize for screaming the N-word left and right. You didn't do shit about Brett Favre and Jen Sturger. So these athletes need to start sticking up to Roger Goodell and tell him to kiss their ass. Because he's annoying as hell. And all he does is go around trying to be a damn slave master instead of a commissioner. And me, for one, as fans, and I'm pretty sure all fans, it's not just fans like me, it's all type of fans that are just fed up crap. The way he handled Ray Rice, the way he handled so many other things, and he's been caught in a million lies. Everybody I know thinks Roger Goodell is a damn hypocrite. Everybody. So, you know, it's just unbelievable to me. You don't want to talk to the media. If I just lost a game or if I had a bad game, I wouldn't want to talk to no fucking body either. When you have a bad day just driving your car, you don't want to talk to no damn body. When you have a bad day at your job, you don't want to talk to nobody. The only people you want to talk to is your kids and your wife. What the hell makes them different? How you going to force somebody to talk to me? Tell me something, it's a part of your job. You know what? It's a part of your job to give the media interviews right away too, asshole. But you don't give them right away once you got caught with the Ray Rice shit. And then you pull that fake political bull crap. Oh, we got an FBI member investigating. Or we got that FBI member is your butt buddy. Y'all play at the same golf course. Ain't nobody stupid. The media can tell us otherwise all the hell they want. Nobody's stupid. You're always trying to bring these people in like we go. Who believes this shit? We know how good they are at these grand juries. When they don't want to convict somebody, they'll say, oh, the grand jury found so-and-so not guilty. I don't care what your political stance is, Republican, Democrat, which are racist, black, white. We all know they have been upset with a grand jury's decision at some point in time. And they never reveal these people's faces because people have an agenda. Roger Goodell has an agenda. Asshole's agenda is to be the biggest slave master on the planet Earth and try and make people walk, talk, and act the way the hell he wants them to act, which is totally against being American. Let people be who they are. There's certain things you don't do, and that's obvious. You don't talk about people's race. You don't talk about people's religion or their beliefs. You know, you have a good family structure. But some of the stuff he be bothering them about, the shit is just so petty that most people with families who go to church every day even put their hands up in the air like, is that necessary to find him about that? I don't see anything wrong. But this is Roger Goodell for you. Just an asshole. And I can't wait till he gets out of office because the NFL is definitely no fun league with that asshole in office. Sick of him. And I'm not just the only one. There's a lot of people that are sick of him. They just don't speak up and say anything about it. Next thing I want to talk about is Warren Sapp. I talked a little bit about him earlier this week. Kind of went on a rant about Warren. But the thing that bothers me the most is that he probably won't get his job back or get another job back. And it's really sad to see that. You got people like Marv Albert who bite on women and do wild shit. They'll get their job back. It's a bunch of people. Certain people at Fox Sports Radio have got cool DUIs. They've got their jobs back. And to me, let me ask everybody this question. And you can send me an email to mashtuck@gmail.com to give me your opinion. The question I have, what will be worse in your eyes? And be honest. Soliciting a prostitute, you're single, you don't have a wife, you do take care of your kids, but you're pretty much a single 40-something-year-old man. Okay? And let me give you another example. Or a DUI. And I look at it in a weird way. And some of y'all may agree, some of y'all may disagree. I look at it like this. If you have a DUI, you put other people's lives in risk along with your life because you can crash, hurt people. You know, you can run, you can try and race over the train tracks, hit a train coming 50 miles per hour. I just feel like if you're driving drunk, that's worse than soliciting a prostitute for this reason. Not because of the moral reason, but for this reason. If you solicit a prostitute, that's on you. If you decide not to use a condom or you decide to engage in that act and something happens with you or you catch a virus or STD, that's on you. You're only hurting yourself. You're doing it in private, you get caught, and you're only hurting yourself. If you're drunk driving and you end up driving on the wrong side of the street, you could be putting thousands of hundreds of people's lives in danger. So in my opinion, getting caught soliciting a prostitute is probably more embarrassing than a DUI, but a DUI is more, I think, dangerous to society, if anybody gets the point I'm trying to make. I think that's a lot more dangerous, driving while drunk or driving under the influence, whatever the proper way to say that shit is, whatever. I think that's a hell of a lot more dangerous soliciting a prostitute. More embarrassing, for sure, for soliciting a prostitute. But a DUI, I think, is more dangerous and more harmful to the public. I feel like you can hurt more people. If you're divorced, you're single, that's on you. You know that you are sexually active. You need to get yourself tested, and you need to do that before you get serious with somebody. Now, if he was married, we could have a different type of argument. But he is single, and he was by himself. So we can look at it, you know, however we want to look at it. It's just my opinion. You know, let me know what you guys think. What is worse, a DUI or getting caught for soliciting a prostitute? All right. And last but not least, talk about the kid Josh McNary. I've read some things in the Indianapolis Star, and it's saying that the decision will be very close. It'll be 12 jurors, and it could go both ways. It'd be he said, she said, basically. Now, we all know what happened to Mike Tyson when he got in trouble for rape in Indianapolis. And it comes to find out that the girl ended up lying. She came out years later. Athletes, I hate to say this to you like this, but it's so true. You have to, it's sad. I hate having to say you have to take pictures or videotape somebody and show them naked because that should be something that's private. But in today's world, you have to videotape your every sexual act. Unless you're with your wife or unless you're in a relationship with somebody you really trust and you've known all your life, et cetera, et cetera. Nowadays, you have to take pictures and you have to videotape everything. You have to have athletes. PSA to all athletes. Have sex with a girl in one room, and if you have sex with the girl in that one room, have 5 hidden cameras in that one room. Because it's a 50% chance that if you don't call her back the next day, or she doesn't end up being your girlfriend after she's been bragging to all her friends that you and her are boyfriend and girlfriend, expect a rape charge. Expect a rape charge. Pick up a chick at a bar, the first thing on all you athletes' minds today should be, if something goes down, is this shit going to accuse me of rape the next morning? If something doesn't go right, is she going to accuse me of rape? Athletes, y'all going to have to start using y'all brain because it's dangerous out here for y'all. It's dangerous. You don't know what these chicks' intentions are. You know, I know it sounds corny. I know you want to be young and have fun and just meet multiple chicks, but the smartest thing to do is to get you a girlfriend or a wife or a fiance. That's fine and that's down, and just settle the fuck down. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it getting your face and your name dragged through the mud, getting cut from your team, having to get reinstated. It's too much stupid shit that can happen to you. You know, so if you're going to do that, you need to get your ass tech savvy in 2015, or your ass is going to be behind bars for a long time. You better get tech savvy. You better get the best type of hidden cameras you can in the world. Get 4 or 5 of them. Have them recording very heavy at all times. And if you get a chick home, you only have sex with her in that one place, and that's it. And record it. Because if you don't do that, you're going to get accused of rape. It's sad to say, sex should be a private act. Women's identity should be concealed. But shit, if you don't know what she's going to wake up and say the next morning, you got to cover your own ass. Just being real. So this week's edition of Issues of Today's Athlete, never hesitate to call in. Never hesitate to check me out on Twitter. And just remember, use your head, fellas. Even if you ain't an athlete, if you're just a regular cat, and you listen, if you're just a regular cat and you listen to this show, make sure that you understand, you know, what you're putting yourself into these days. You don't know what these chicks' intentions are. A girl could be freaky, nasty, horny, and do whatever. Wake up the next day, say, I was drunk, you took advantage of me, and you fucked. I'm out, man. Have a good week.